Assemblyman Matt Haney said his AB 2130 will provide a dedicated revenue stream for fighters' retirement funds without dipping into state coffers.
This bill will allow us to take additional ad revenue from the fights by allowing sponsorships and expanding our sponsorship possibilities so that we can put funds into this retirement fund over time and support fighters when they're in the ring, when they're in the octagon, and also when they finish fighting.
The bill will allow logo sponsorships to be placed on referee uniforms and all official apparel at sanctioned fights in California. Revenue from that advertising will go toward the retirement fund. Former MMA champion and professional wrestler Ronda Rousey joined Haney to announce the new legislation at a Los Angeles news conference. She said most fighters' careers are short, and they have little to show for the physical toll the sport takes on them after they're done.
The marks are left on your body forever. You know, you're not able to do other things. You're not able to go to a different athletic career. You won't be able to probably like go into certain military positions or trades if you're carrying the effects of a career like this. And I think it should be considered a smart career path and not a gamble to try and be a fighter.
Andy Foster is the executive officer of the California State Athletic Commission. He says Haney's bill is the most progressive of its kind in the world, and providing a stable income for MMA fighters once they step out of the ring for good.
This is going to do so much, and hopefully every other state will copy this model, because this is going to do something that no one else is doing. This is going to help the fighters, and it's going to help immensely. On top of that, it will also help our training, and it will help our referees, and it will help some additional compensation there for the people that really work hard to make this sport work.
Supporters of the bill say it will also avoid the necessity of raising ticket prices for fans at MMA events in the state. The bill is now awaiting action in the state assembly. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.